This is Ananinkai K, and you are listening to Voice of the Water Lily, an exploration of our ancestral music and history. We will be exploring music through the lens of history and history through the lens of music. Music is the chronicle of our story and a testament to our interconnectedness. By understanding our history, we understand ourselves, our ancestors, and our world better. It is my belief that music expresses what the soul means to say, what words fail to express. So, mi gente, join me on this musical and historical journey. There is a lot of news to share today. Firstly, the ICJ, International Court of Justice, made its ruling today, and Israel lost badly. The ICJ said what everyone already knew, but this is a big step forward. Israel is now guilty of genocide. It is now up to the world, especially up to the United States, to choose on how to react to that if they want to be associated with a pariah state that is convicted of genocide by the ICJ. However, it was extremely disappointing to all of us, especially those in Gaza, that there was no call for an immediate ceasefire. That is very disappointing. Of course, we all want this to end right now. We don't want to see one more death. We want to see Israel brought to justice right now. But justice is a long process, and this justice system, even the ICJ, is extremely flawed. We need to keep pushing, protest, boycott, advocate, call attention in any way possible, write to politicians and policymakers and anything else we can think of that we can do to stop this genocide. The change, remember this, will never come from the top down. It needs to come from the people. It must. Second, Motaz Azaiza left Gaza earlier this week. After documenting 100 days of barbaric genocide, he has evacuated. I would like to say once again, I know he won't get this message, but I'd still like to say it. Motaz, you are a hero. The world knows your name, and I wish you nothing but success. You deserve a beautiful life. You deserve to find joy in your life again. You are an exceptional human being, and I am honored to share this planet with you and honored to be alive at the same time as you. I'm grateful that you survived, and I hope you do not feel guilty in leaving. You saw things no one should see. You've done enough. Thank you for everything, Motaz. Third, Mansour Shuman is missing. No one has heard from him since Sunday, the 20th of January, 2024. For those of you who don't know, he is a reporter and he's been doing so much humanitarian work in Gaza. It's also important to note that he is a Canadian citizen, so the Canadian government must do something about this. For more information, go to the podcast I release on Thursday where I talk about that and list a few things that we can do. Creating media attention is essential. And my fear is that he is in the custody of Israeli forces. Now, I pray he's not, but I fear he is. We don't know. I'll make that clear. We do not know what's happened to him or where he is. We have no idea. But if my fears are true, we need to make as much noise as possible so they know that his absence will not go unnoticed. And fourth, ceasefire now. Ceasefire now. Unequivocal, immediate ceasefire. The humanitarian catastrophe that Israel has created in Gaza is worse than anywhere in the world, and this has to stop. You know all the details. I have spoken of this many, many times. Now, mi gente, music heals. So let's get into the show. Music certainly heals, so we're going to get to a song from Daniel Vigiletti. Today's show is about Daniel Vigiletti, the great Uruguayan singer, songwriter in Nueva Canción in Uruguay. So we're going to start off with his A Desalambrar. I know you've heard this song on the podcast before because Victor Jara recorded a version of it as well.
Yo pregunto a los presentes si no se han puesto a pensar que esta tierra es de nosotros y no del que tenga más. Yo pregunto si en la tierra nunca habrá pensado usted que si las manos son nuestras, es nuestro lo que nos dé. A desalambrar, que la tierra es nuestra, es tuya y de aquel, de Pedro y María, de Juan y José. Mm. molesto con mi canto. Alguno que ande por ahí, le aseguro que es un gringo o un dueño del Uruguay. A desalambrar, que la tierra es nuestra, es tuya y de aquel, de Pedro y María, de Juan y José. Yo pregunto a los presentes si no se han puesto a pensar que esta tierra es de nosotros y no del que tenga más. A desalambrar, que la tierra es nuestra, es tuya y de aquel, de Pedro y María, de Juan y José. Que la tierra es nuestra, es tuya y de aquel, de Pedro y María, de Juan y José.
It was A Desalambrar. Now we're going to talk about Daniel Alberto Vigiletti Indart, born on July 24th, 1939, in Montevideo, Uruguay. His parents were Cedar Vigiletti and Laida Indart. Cedar Vigiletti was a guitarist. He actually became a scholar and researcher of guitar in Uruguay. He wrote books and articles about it and about the folkloric traditions of Uruguay. And he was actually censored from 1973 to 1985 by the dictatorship in Uruguay and was never allowed to play guitar in public again. Laida Indart was a classical pianist, and she studied at the conservatory in Buenos Aires. She taught music and was part of a symphony orchestra. She traveled to France and performed there, and also recorded in France, Spain, and England. And she would return to Uruguay in 1997 and did solo work and operas. So I think it's important to just give this background on Daniel. Both of his parents were very different kinds of musicians, his father into the folkloric traditions and into guitar, and his mother a classical pianist. But that foundation of music in his life through his parents was already there and very strongly there. And so it really sets the stage for the individual that Daniel Vigiletti would be and the artist that he would be. Daniel studied with the renowned guitarist and considered actually the greatest, Attilio Rapat, as well as Abel Calevaro. He also got involved in popular music in the 1960s. This was also a time of increased political awareness and activism in Uruguay. He also became a teacher and radio presenter. He worked for the Uruguayan weekly Marcha. He recorded his first album in 1963 and was part of leftist political movements before he was arrested in 1972. He would flee to Argentina later in 1973. He fled again from Argentina when the coup happened there in 1976. He later wrote of it, "There is one aspect in which the Uruguayan dictatorship perhaps agrees with us. They also think that culture, when produced by healthy human coexistence, is a mirror that reflects clearly the social reality around it. That is why they break the mirror, trample on it, forbid its use. That is why we defend it, filling it with images, testimonies, and poems against that policy of destruction. Culture means freedom," once said José Martín, the great 19th century Cuban patriot. The southern dictatorships lock up culture when they cannot make it an accomplice of their politics of silence. We, on the outside, fight that silence with events, concerts, films, dances, plays, paintings, sculptures that are the aesthetic product of varied feelings and at the same time acts of solidarity developed by what we call the people in exile." End quote. So we can really see where Daniel was coming from in his compositions. We're going to get to another song here. This is one that you have most certainly heard on the podcast before because, of course, I play Victor Jara's version of it. I played Victor Jara's version of it a few times, but it is about the Colombian priest and Marxist revolutionary Camilo Torres Restrepo. Camilo Torres was killed in battle with the military in Colombia, but this is a song that Daniel Vigiletti wrote. Victor Jara was covering his song, and the original title of it was Cruz de Luz, but on Victor Jara's album, it's listed as A Camilo Torres. But here are the lyrics. "Where Camilo fell, a cross was born, not of wood, but of light. They killed him as he went for his rifle. Camilo Torres died to live. It is said that after the bullet, a voice was heard. It was God shouting revolution. They nailed him with bullets in a cross. They called him an outlaw as they did Jesus. And when they came down for his rifle, they found that the town had 100,000 Camilos ready to fight. Camilo Torres died to live.
Donde cayó Camilo, nació una cruz, pero no de madera, sino de luz. Lo mataron cuando iba por un fusil. Camilo Torres muere para vivir. Cuentan que tras la bala se oyó una voz. Era Dios que gritaba revolución. Revisar las sotanas, mi general, que en la guerrilla cabe un sacristán. Clavaron con balas contra una cruz, lo llamaron bandido como a Jesús. Y cuando ellos bajaron por su fusil, descubrieron que el pueblo tiene 100,000. 100,000 Camilos prontos a combatir. Camilo Torres muere para vivir. Dale tu mano al indio, dale que te hará bien. Encontrarás el camino como ayer yo lo encontré. Dale tu mano al indio, dale que te hará bien. Te mojará el sudor santo de la lucha y el deber. La piel del indio te enseñará todas las sendas que habrás de andar. Mano de cobre te ha de mostrar toda la sangre que has de dejar. Dale tu mano al indio, dale que te hará bien. Encontrarás el camino como ayer yo lo encontré. Es el tiempo del cobre, mestizo, grito y fusil. Si no se abren las puertas, el pueblo las ha de abrir. América está gritando y el siglo se vuelve azul. Pampas, ríos y montañas liberan su propia luz. La copla no quiere dueños, patrones no más mandar. La guitarra americana peleando aprendió a cantar. Peleando aprendió a cantar, peleando aprendió a cantar, peleando aprendió a cantar. Lo haremos tú y yo, nosotros lo haremos. Tomemos la arcilla para el hombre nuevo. Su sangre vendrá de todas las sangres, borrando la historia del miedo y del hambre. Por brazo un fusil, por luz la mirada, y junto a la idea una bala asomada. Y donde el amor, un grito escondido, pues ya los oídos serán receptivos, su grito será de guerra y victoria, como un tableteo que anuncia la gloria. Y por corazón a ese hombre daremos el del guerrillero que todos sabemos. Lo haremos tú y yo por brazo un fusil, nosotros lo haremos por luz la mirada. Tomemos la arcilla, es de madrugada.
There we heard a few songs. First, we heard A Camilo Torres, or Cruz de Luz. Then we heard Dale tu mano al Indio, or Canción para mi América. And after that, we heard Canción del Hombre Nuevo. The Canción del Hombre Nuevo is a song that he wrote about Che Guevara. And the lyrics of that song say, we will make him, you and I, we will make him, let us take the clay for the new man. His blood will come from all the bloods, wiping out the centuries of fear and hunger. His arm a rifle, his light the gaze, and near to the idea an aimed bullet. And there where love is a hidden cry, millions of ears will hear it. His cry will be one of war and victory, like a machine gun burst that announces glory. And as a heart to this man we will give, the heart of the guerrillero that all of us know. We will make him, you and I, his arm a rifle. We will make him, his light the gaze. We will take the clay, the day has dawned. Of course, a song that he wrote about Che Guevara, but also about Che Guevara's concept of the new man. It was something that he wrote about, El Hombre Nuevo. And I'll go into that and actually examine that writing that Che did. El Hombre Nuevo was a very powerful, it's a very powerful concept, and I won't get into it right now, but I will in the future do a show just talking about that, because I find it very fascinating and really a beautiful song here that Daniel Vigiletti has written. But I want to talk a bit more about where Daniel Vigiletti was coming from in his compositions, because I find it to be fascinating. He and so many others of the Nueva Canción musicians at that time in Latin America and South America understood that music and culture and all of these things were so incredibly powerful. They were very powerful means of communication. And this is why, it's the only explanation for why these dictatorships were so incredibly, seemingly terrified of it. You know, because they realized that that means of communication is very important. And this is also similar to something that Victor Jara brought up, where he said that the industry, they know that we're talking about the commercial music industry, which is, of course, always owned by these big corporations, where money is the only objective and not the content and the consciousness of the music. Well, they know, and Victor Jara, I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said they know what they're doing when it comes to repressing that spirit of, especially of the youth, and that spirit of resistance and rebellion. And this is exactly actually what he said. They know that they can use music to repress that. So Nueva Canción, in its essence, was the music that was going completely against it. It wasn't part of the commercial music industry. Daniel Vigiletti and many others, Victor Jara is the greatest example of this. You know, they had other jobs. Music wasn't for money. None of that was about money for them. It was all just about the art form. And the means of communication, and also it just being something of the people reflecting the reality, and what was really happening to the people. So that was really what is so important about this music. I'd like to read another quote from something Daniel Vigiletti wrote. He says, quote, song is a restless bird, free, sometimes violent, and it can be imprisoned or wounded, but no one can detain the whole of song. You see, it is not a question of songs, but of birds which fly close, look, comment, and herald our liberation. And that is truly one of the most beautiful, beautiful things I think that can be said about Nueva Canción and about this art form. We're going to go to Daniel Vigiletti's version of Canción de Elegido, one of Silvio Rodríguez's compositions.
Siempre que se hace una historia, se habla de un viejo, de un niño o de sí. Pero mi historia es difícil, no voy a hablarles de un hombre común. Haré la historia de un ser de otro mundo, de un animal de galaxia. Es una historia que tiene que ver con el curso de la Vía Láctea.
es una historia enterrada, es sobre un ser de la nada. Nació de una tormenta en el sol de una noche del penúltimo mes. Fue de planeta en planeta buscando agua potable, quizá buscando la vida o buscando la muerte, eso nunca se sabe. Quizá buscando siluetas o algo semejante que fuera adorable o por lo menos querible, besable, bueno, amable. Él descubrió que las minas del rey Salomón se hallaban en el cielo y no en el África ardiente, como pensaba la gente. Pero las piedras son frías y le interesaba calor y alegría. Las joyas no tenían alma, solo eran espejos, colores brillantes. Y al fin bajó hacia la guerra. Perdón, quise decir a la tierra.
Supo la historia de un gol, sintió en su cabeza cristales molidos y comprendió que la guerra era la paz del futuro.
Era la paz del futuro.
Lo más terrible se aprende enseguida y lo hermoso nos cuesta la vida.
La última vez lo vince entre el humo y metralla, contento y desnudo.
Iba matando, iba matando canallas con su cañón de futuro. Canto de nuestros días, que no arriesgue su cuerda por no arriesgar su vida. Pobre del canto que nunca sepa que fuimos la semilla y hoy somos esta vida. Pobre del cantor que un día la historia lo borré sin la gloria de haber tocado espina. Pobre del cantor que fue marcado para sufrir un poco y hoy está derrotado. Pobre del cantor que a sus informes les borren hasta el nombre con copias asesinas. Pobre del cantor que no se alce y siga hacia adelante con más canto y más vida. Pobre del cantor que no haya el modo de tener bien seguro su proceder con todos. Pobre del cantor que no se imponga con su canción de gloria, con embarres y lodo. Pobre del cantor de nuestros días, que no arriesgue su cuerda por no arriesgar su vida. Pobre del cantor que nunca sepa que fuimos la semilla y hoy somos esta vida.
Sí. So there was Daniel Vigiletti with Canción de Elegido, followed by Pobre del Cantor. I'd like to read another quote from something Daniel Vigiletti wrote, and he says, among the southern dictatorships, the weapons used against music are, generally speaking, soundless. They are weapons of silence, forms without shape, repression. To find the corpse of a song, the sounds made to disappear by the regime, there seems to be no other way than to search in people's memory. And there, what a surprise, we find not dead, but living music. Music of hope, unsung songs, but songs nevertheless. Songs sung inwards, as in prison, song awaiting its moment to join with the rest of music. Recount what it has been through. Take risks over what is to come. The creation continues among people. A third ear takes place, an ear which can listen between the lines and between chords and capture what is what this uncensored art does not say aloud. End quote. What a powerful, powerful and truly poetic statement from Daniel Vigiletti, because the spirit of Nueva Canción, the spirit of true revolutionary art, is something that can't be killed. It's always there just under the surface, and Daniel Vigiletti really just captures that in the most beautiful way in that quote. But we're going to get to another song, Canción para el Guerrillero Heroico, another song for Che Guevara.
Comandante Guevara, no hay en tu muerte una flor, pero están las metralletas, tallos de sangre y dolor. Sepan bien los asesinos, no han matado a un hombre más, han matado a los que dudan que ya es hora de luchar. Oigan bien los generales, hay una bala de sol para la oscura mentira que tienen por corazón. En el andar de los ríos, desde el dialecto aymara, por altiplanos y selva, el guerrillero hablará y dirá las 100 razones de vencer o de morir, y cada guerrilla nueva lo hará sentirse vivir. Por altiplanos y selvas el guerrillero hablará y dirá las 100 razones de vencer o de morir, y cada guerrilla nueva lo hará sentirse vivir. Y cada guerrilla nueva lo hará sentirse vivir. No digo nombre ni seña, solo digo compañeros, y canto a los otros, a los que están vivos y ponen la mira sobre el enemigo. Ya no hay más secreto, mi canto es del viento, yo elijo que sea todo movimiento.
nombre ni seña, solo digo compañeros. Nada nos queda y hay solo una cosa que perder, perder la paciencia y solo encontrarla en la puntería, camarada. Papel contra balas no puede servir, canción desarmada o enfrenta un fusil. Mira la patria que nace entre todos repartida, la sangre libre se acerca, ya nos trae la nueva vida. La sangre de Túpac, la sangre de Amaru, la sangre que grita, libérate hermano. La sangre de Túpac, la sangre de Amaru, la sangre que grita, libérate hermano. La sangre de Túpac, la sangre de Amaru, la sangre que grita, libérate hermano.
So there we just heard two songs, Canción para el Guerrillero Heroico. Then that last song that we heard, Solo Digo Compañeros, I'm going to read the lyrics to that one right now. Listen, I'm going to sing for those who have fallen, not saying name or sign, I only say comrades. And I sing for the others, for those who are alive and who take aim against the enemy. There is no secret, my song is that of the wind, I want it to be nothing but movement. Without saying name or sign, I only say comrades. Nothing is left to us, and there is only one thing to lose patience and only find it again when aiming our shots, comrade. Words against bullets are of no use. An unarmed song can't face a rifle. Look at the fatherland that is being born, shared among all. Free blood approaches, bringing us a new life. The blood of Amaru, the blood of Tupac, the blood that cries out, free yourself, brother. He invokes at the end there too. Incan emperors at the end of that song. And this is such a song that's representative of the times, because so many inspired by Che Guevara really felt that taking up the armed struggle was necessary. The Cuban example, maybe I should go into this more at length, but the Cuban example inspired so many, sometimes ill-fatedly, but it inspired so many because in the Cuban example, it worked. You know, this uprising of guerrillas in the mountains, which seemed impossible, it actually worked. And sadly, there were just so many that embarked on that journey trying to do that in other countries throughout Latin America, and it didn't work, and it ended in disaster and so much death. But this is a song that's very representative of that time, and I'm not saying anyone was right or wrong or anything like that, but it... It's a much more complicated discussion, and this is a song that really does reflect that. Next, we're going to get to some songs that Daniel Vigiletti recorded with Mario Benedetti, who was the great Uruguayan poet. And he records a whole album where Benedetti reads one of his poems, and then Daniel Vigiletti sings a song that, of course, is related to it in some way. And then Benedetti continues to read the poem, and then Vigiletti comes back and sings, and it's such a beautiful album. I love it so much. And also, I love the sound of Mario Benedetti's voice. The way he reads his poems is so beautiful. So we're going to start with Defensa de la Alegría, In Defense of Happiness.
Defender la alegría como una trinchera, defenderla del escándalo y la rutina, de la miseria y los miserables, de las ausencias transitorias y las definitivas. Defender la alegría como un principio, defenderla del pasmo y las pesadillas, de los neutrales y de los neutrones, de las dulces infamias y los graves diagnósticos.
¿Quién dijo artista? Yo soy un hombre apenas que ataca el miedo en su garganta, un malherido país caminante, madera y aire, uno ni héroe ni cobarde. El cantor como bandera, ni más ni menos que un humano, con el día y la noche aquí en el cuerpo, contradicción que canta afirmaciones. Que duda siempre si anuncian la derrota de lo nuevo.
Defender la alegría como una bandera, defenderla del rayo y la melancolía, de los ingenuos y de los canallas, de la retórica y los paros cardíacos, de las endemias y las academias. Defender la alegría como un destino, defenderla del fuego y de los bomberos, de los suicidas y los homicidas, de las vacaciones y del agobio, de la obligación de estar alegres.
¿Quién dijo grito? Yo soy palabra tierna, sobreviviente señal, un pensamiento, otro que sigue lo que tantos iniciaron, uno que encontró la sobrevida y no quiere cantar siempre la muerte, quiere cantar renacimientos con los seres humanos en los poros. Contradicción cantarle a la alegría con sangre en la memoria. Qué duda siempre si anuncian la derrota de lo nuevo.
Defender la alegría como una certeza, defenderla del óxido y la roña, de la famosa pátina del tiempo, del relente y del oportunismo, de los proxenetas de la risa. Defender la alegría como un derecho, defenderla de Dios y del invierno, de las mayúsculas y de la muerte, de los apellidos y las lástimas, del azar y también de la alegría. Para matar al hombre de la paz, para golpear su frente limpia de pesadillas, tuvieron que convertirse en pesadilla. Para vencer al hombre de la paz, tuvieron que congregar todos los odios y además los aviones y los tanques. Para batir al hombre de la paz, tuvieron que bombardearlo, hacerlo llama, porque el hombre de la paz era una fortaleza. Para matar al hombre de la paz tuvieron que desatar la guerra turbia. Para vencer al hombre de la paz y acallar su voz modesta y taladrante, tuvieron que empujar el terror hasta el abismo y matar más para seguir matando. Para abatir al hombre de la paz tuvieron que asesinarlo muchas veces, porque el hombre de la paz era una fortaleza.
No, no. Son campanas, no, no, no son de muerte, que son de vida, son todo un pueblo de compañeros, todos hermanos, cientos de miles por todo Chile. Sí, 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 que son obreros, sí, sí, son campesinos, son los mineros, los estudiantes, los pobladores, los que resisten, cientos de miles por todo Chile. No, 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 nadie te olvida, no, no, Manuel Rodríguez. De tu silencio nacen violetas, se abren caminos y crecen niños, cientos de miles por todo Chile.
Para matar al hombre de la paz tuvieron que imaginar que era una tropa, una armada, una hueste, una brigada. Tuvieron que creer que era otro ejército. Pero el hombre de la paz era tan solo un pueblo y tenía en sus manos un fusil y un mandato. Y eran necesarios más tanques, más rencores, más bombas, más aviones, más oprobios, porque el hombre de la paz era una fortaleza. Para matar al hombre de la paz, para golpear su frente limpia de pesadillas, tuvieron que convertirse en pesadilla. Para vencer al hombre de la paz, tuvieron que afiliarse para siempre a la muerte, matar y matar más para seguir matando y condenarse a la blindada soledad. Para matar al hombre que era un pueblo, tuvieron que quedarse sin el pueblo.
Sí, 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 el cobre nuestro, sí, sí, no ha de bastarnos, queremos todo, lo siempre ajeno, lo nunca nuestro, lo tomaremos, cientos de miles por todo Chile. No, 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 manos vacías, no, no, si nos preguntan, contestaremos con el arado, con el martillo y el guerrillero, cientos de miles por todo Chile. Sí, 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 con alegría, sí, 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 haremos nuestra la cordillera, la patria toda, su ancha ternura, su fuerza larga, cientos de miles por todo Chile, cientos de miles por todo Chile, todos armados por todo Chile, cientos de miles por todo Chile.
Están en algún sitio, concertados, desconcertados, sordos, buscándose, buscándonos, bloqueados por los signos y las dudas, contemplando las verjas de las plazas, los timbres de las puertas, las viejas azoteas, ordenando sus sueños, sus olvidos, quizá convalecientes de su muerte privada.
Por detrás de mi voz, escucha, escucha, otra voz canta. Viene de atrás de lejos, viene de sepultadas bocas y canta. Dicen que no están muertos, escúchalos, escucha, mientras se alza la voz que los recuerda y canta. Escucha, escucha, otra voz canta.
Nadie les ha explicado con certeza si ya se fueron o si no, si son pancartas o temblores, sobrevivientes o responsos. Ven pasar árboles y pájaros e ignoran a qué sombra pertenecen.
Dicen que ahora viven en tu mirada, sosténlos con tus ojos, con tus palabras, sosténlos con tu vida, que no se pierdan, que no se caigan. Escucha, escucha, otra voz canta.
Cuando empezaron a desaparecer, hace 3, 5, 7 ceremonias, a desaparecer como sin sangre, como sin rostro y sin motivo, vieron por la ventana de su ausencia lo que quedaba atrás, ese andamiaje de abrazos, cielo y humo.
No son solo memoria, son vida abierta, continua y ancha, son camino que empieza. Cantan conmigo, conmigo cantan. Dicen que no están muertos, escúchalos, escucha, mientras se alza la voz que los recuerda y canta. Cantan conmigo, conmigo cantan.
Cuando empezaron a desaparecer, como el oasis en los espejismos, a desaparecer sin últimas palabras, tenían en sus manos los trocitos de cosas que querían. Están en algún sitio, nube o tumba, están en algún sitio, estoy seguro, allá en el sur del alma, es posible que hayan extraviado la brújula y hoy vaguen preguntando, preguntando, ¿dónde carajo queda el buen amor? Porque vienen del odio.
Dicen que no están muertos, escúchalos, escucha, mientras se alza la voz que los recuerda y canta. Cantan conmigo, conmigo cantan. No son solo memoria, son vida abierta, son camino que empieza y que nos llama. Cantan conmigo, conmigo cantan, cantan conmigo, conmigo cantan, cantan conmigo, conmigo cantan.
¿Cómo compaginar la aniquiladora idea de la muerte con este incontenible afán de vida? ¿Cómo acoplar el horror ante la nada que vendrá con la invasora alegría del amor provisional y verdadero? ¿Cómo desactivar la lápida con el sembradío, la guadaña con el clavel? ¿Será que el hombre es eso, esa batalla?
So there we just heard Defensa de la Alegría, after that Allende por todo Chile, and ending off there with Desaparecidos, Otra Voz Canta. And I will go into more of Benedetti's poems another time when I do a show about Mario Benedetti. But I am going to read the song part, the part that Daniel Vigilati sings. This was the one that goes with the poem Desaparecidos. And Daniel Vigilati sings a song, Otra Voz Canta. He says, behind my voice, here, here, another voice sings. It comes from behind, from far. It comes from buried voices and sings. They say they are not dead. Hear them, hear. While raises the voice of who remembers them and sings, hear, hear, another voice sings. They say they live now in your look. Hold them with your eyes, with your words. Hold them with your life. Don't let them get lost. Don't let them fall. Listen, listen, another voice sings. They're not just memory. They are life, wide and continuous. They're a starting road. They sing with me. They are not dead. Hear them, while raises the voice of who remembers them and sings. They sing with me. They are not just memory. They are life. They're a starting road, and they call us. They sing with me. And of course, that is clearly a song or about the desaparecidos. And Daniel Vigiletti's poem, Desaparecidos, that goes along with it, and I'm going to read that in another show, is just such a... this whole song that they did together about the desaparecidos is one of the most impactful, at least to me. There are several that really get to me, but this is definitely one of them. Let's get to some more songs, though. Milonga de Andar Lejos. This is an interesting one. And I included it because you can hear him. This is a live performance in Argentina. He's returned after this long period of exile. And he was in Argentina, which is, of course, is very close to Uruguay. But in the beginning, I don't know how to describe it. And you can tell me if this is something that you guys hear as well, or if this is just me. But in the beginning of this song, when you hear those first opening lines, that first feeling when he sings those first opening lines, to me, I'm just going to describe what it sounds like and feels like to me is like all of the tears through exile, all of the pain, all of everything. It just like it comes out in the song, how it comes out. The level of emotion in his voice in that beginning part. I feel like it's just all of that pain of exile, every tear that was shed, all of those painful moments, all just coming out in this moment of song and just of collective and also expressing the pain of also those who are there in the audience. Remember, Argentina had a terrible military dictatorship. And just expressing kind of a collective pain of exile, of dictatorship, and of all of those things. So here is Milonga de Andar Lejos.
Con una profunda alegría, estamos de nuevo en tierras del sur, junto al hermano pueblo argentino y al entrañable pueblo uruguayo, ahora ya mucho menos lejos del cerca. Está mi tierra, y sin embargo, qué cerca, pues que existe un territorio donde la sangre se mezcla. Tanta distancia y camino, tan diferentes banderas, y la pobreza es la misma. Los mismos hombres esperan. Yo quiero romper mi mapa, formar el mapa de todos, mestizos, negros y blancos, trazarlo codo con codo. Como venas de un cuerpo entero extendido, y es el color de la tierra, la sangre de los caídos. No somos los extranjeros, los extranjeros son otros, son ellos los mercaderes y los esclavos nosotros. Yo quiero romper la vida como cambiarla quisiera. Ayúdeme, compañero, ayúdeme, no demore, que una gota con ser poco, con otra se hace aguacero.
There was Milonga de Andar Lejos. We're going to get to another song. Nuestra Bandera. He says, my country's flag has never asked for pardon for having been born in the hands of a cimarron. The nine stripes are free. They aren't prison bars. They're like rivers bringing freedom to the heart. My country's flag can't be stained by the oppressor, for this people doesn't tremble and is the master's reason. Hand in hand, the humble, hand in hand, action. Let the flag be returned to the hands of the cimarron. Blue and white in the air, even the path to the sun that illuminates the poor as the protector José Artigas wanted it to be. Stripes at the top and the bottom, no one wants to be more than the other. They are all good comrades. Long live equality. My flag's equality on land, it must be won. And may he who oppresses this fall, no one will spare him. I don't need to be told to love my flag. For it, I would give my life and my heart if I have to. But allow me, friend, to learn how to give them. For a flag waver can also be a traitor. Know that the powerful can sometimes dress as peasants. Speak of our seal and flag, but betray the country. My flag's equality on earth, it must be won. And may he fall who oppresses it. No one will spare him. Stripes at the bottom and the top, no one wants to be more than the others. They are all good comrades, and long live equality. Nuestra bandera.
La bandera de mi patria a nadie pide perdón de haber nacido peleando en manos del cimarrón. Todas las franjas son libres, no son rejas de prisión, son como ríos llevando la libertad al corazón. La bandera de mi patria no la manche el opresor, porque este pueblo no tiembla y es dueño de la razón. Mano con mano el humilde, mano con mano y acción, que retorne la bandera a mano del cimarrón. Azul y blanca en el aire, siempre camino del sol, sol que ilumine a los pobres como quiso el protector. Franja de arriba o de abajo, ninguna quiere ser más, son todas bien compañeras y que viva la igualdad. La igualdad de mi bandera en la tierra hay que lograr, y el que se oponga que caiga, nadie lo va a disculpar. No necesito consejo para querer mi bandera, por ella daré la vida y el corazón cuando dé. Pero permítame, amigo, fijarme cómo los doy, que un señor abanderado también puede ser traidor. Fíjese que el poderoso suele vestirse de peón, hablar de escudo y bandera y a la patria hacer traición. La igualdad de mi bandera en la tierra hay que lograr, y el que se oponga que caiga, nadie lo va a disculpar. Mano con mano el humilde, mano con mano y acción, que retorne la bandera a mano del cimarrón. Franjas de arriba o de abajo, ninguna quiere ser más, son todas bien compañeras y que viva la igualdad. Soñé con dos que ya se conocían, y en la ocasión se reencontraron y se simpatían. Mariana y Leo, los dos cantantes tan sincopados, tenían arritmia en sus corazones muy enamorados. Soñé que Leo se quedó un momento sin composiciones, mira, y que Mariana andaba fascinada y muda de canciones, fíjate. Hicieron dúo de luna y búho, silencio hubo, solo chistidos iban por el aire, que hizo lo que pudo. Y pudo tanto el sueño que yo tuve aquel día, que hasta los vi dispuestos a instalarse en familia. Mariana y Leo, dos trovadores muy afinados, con disonancia formaron acorde muy bien enlazado. Sensual y dulce cual si fuera uva, él la miraba con un aire grave que sonaba tuba. Cuando se amaban superponían las armonías, oxigenando con sus instrumentos toda la teoría. Y pudo tanto el tono que tuvo ese sueño onírico, que terminé por despertarme con un gesto tímbrico. Mariana y Leo se separaron, no sin vibrato, y retornaron a sus realidades ambos en el acto. Si algo demuestra esta historia, yo creo que nada, es que soñando todo ocurre como en cuentos de hadas. Mariana y Leo, el idilio se ha terminado, que sean felices, que sean felices. Mariana y Leo, el idilio se ha terminado, que sean felices como en este sueño que les he cantado. Vamos estudiantes,
calles y plazas, vamos que la vida nos llama. Vamos compañeros con la frente alta, quien lucha por algo lo alcanza. Hoy son brazos, mañana ¿qué será? ¿Qué serán? ¿Qué será? Hoy son piedras, es cosa de pensar, de pensar, de pensar. Vamos caminando, los puños cerrados y los corazones alzados. Vamos como un río por calles y esquinas, gritando lo que dijo Artigas. Los tiranos un día temblarán, temblarán, temblarán. Viento frío le vamos a arrimar, arrimar, arrimar. Aire nuevo de la primavera, contra nuestra voz no hay barrera. Somos aire nuevo de la primavera, contra nuestra voz no hay barrera. Sobre el aire oscuro vamos a vencer, andamos formando un amanecer. Sobre el aire oscuro vamos a vencer, andamos formando un amanecer. Un amanecer, un amanecer.
There was, we started off with Nuestra Bandera, then we went to Idilio and ended off there with Vamos Estudiantes. And that was, of course, a song for the students. The last song, he says, let's go, students, the streets and the squares. Let's go, for life is calling us. Let's go, comrades, our heads high. Who fights for something gets it. Today, it is arms, and tomorrow, what will they be? What will they be? What will they be? Today, it is stones. Think about it. Think. Let us march, our fists clench, and our hearts in revolt. Let us go like a river in the streets and the squares, crying out what Artigas said. Tyrants will one day tremble. Tremble, a cold wind. We're going to get them. And we are the new air of the spring. Against our voice, there are no barriers. We will defeat the darkened air. Let's go create a new dawn. By the way, this person he keeps mentioning, Jose Artigas, who, for those of you who don't know, is really the hero, one of the founders of Uruguay and one of the heroes of the Revolutionary War. Before we end off today's show, I'm just going to tell you a little bit more about Daniel Vigiletti. He was given French nationality and actually settled there with his family for 11 years. And he actually continued his journalistic work and radio work, and he worked to undermine and denounce the dictatorships in Latin America. He returned to Uruguay in 1984, where he performed for thousands. That recording with Mario Benedetti was actually done in 1985. And he actually had a long legal battle with a record company over his songs. And it was actually impossible to find those pre-dictatorship records. And he only regained those rights to his songs again in 1999. He also had a radio show and TV show in Uruguay throughout the 90s and 2000s. And he joined the Ancestors on the 30th of October, 2017. But mi gente, we are almost at the end of today's show. I just want to talk a little bit about this last song that we're going to play. Yo vivo en un tiempo de guerra. I live in a time of war. This is the most important message, I think, of all these incredible songs that we've heard today. I think this is probably the most important message right now. And he's talking about that he lives in a time of war. He says, a time without sun. And people ask him, why can't he just be happy and positive and live his life and enjoy his life? He says, but how can I do that when there is so much suffering in the world? Such an important message here from Daniel Vigiletti. And also the arrangements on this are so beautiful. And I just love this song overall. It's so incredible. Pero mi gente, con mucho, mucho cariño, keep dancing, keep honoring your ancestors. Never stop affirming for the right to live in peace and demand a ceasefire. Now, chao, mi gente.
Solo quien no sabe las cosas es un hombre capaz de reír. Ay, triste tiempo presente, en que hablar de amor y de flores olvidara tanta gente que está sufriendo dolor.
Todo el mundo me dice que debo comer y beber. Pero ¿cómo voy a comer? ¿Cómo voy a beber? Si sé que lo que como y lo que bebo se lo estoy quitando a un hermano que tiene hambre, a un hermano que tiene sed, a un hermano. Pero aún así yo como y bebo, aún así, esa es la verdad. Dicen creencias antiguas que vivir no es luchar, que sabio es quien consigue al mal con el bien pagar. El que olvida la propia voluntad, el que acepta no alcanzar sus deseos, ese es considerado por todos un sabio. Eso es lo que siempre veo, y a eso yo digo no. Yo sé que es preciso vencer, yo sé que es preciso luchar, yo sé que es preciso morir, yo sé que es preciso matar.
Es un tiempo de guerra, es un tiempo sin sol.
Yo viví en la ciudad en tiempos del desorden, viví en medio de mi gente en tiempos de rebelión. Así pasé los años que me tocó vivir.
Es un tiempo de guerra, es un tiempo sin sol. Es un tiempo de guerra, es un tiempo sin sol.
Los que sigan mi camino y han de ver feliz la tierra, no se olviden de este tiempo, nuestro tiempo que es de guerra.
Es un tiempo de guerra. Es un tiempo sin sol, es un tiempo de guerra, es un tiempo sin sol.
Mientras vamos preparando el camino a la amistad, no podemos ser amigos del mal, al mal hay que dar maldad.
No podemos ser amigos del mal, al mal hay que dar maldad. Es un tiempo de guerra, es un tiempo sin sol. Es un tiempo de guerra, es un tiempo sin sol.
Si llegaras a vivir ese tiempo de igualdad, donde el hombre ayude al hombre, sentirás la libertad.
Donde el hombre ayude al hombre, sentirás la libertad. Es un tiempo de guerra, es un tiempo sin sol. Es un tiempo de guerra, es un tiempo sin sol.
Keep dancing, keep honoring your ancestors con mucho, mucho cariño. Chao, mi gente. If you like that show, please don't hesitate to reach out to me and leave me a voice message on Anchor. There is a link up in the description. You can also reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Voice of the Water Lily, or check out my blog, voiceofthelily.water.blog. You can leave me a message on any of those platforms. And please reach out. Let me know what you think of the show. If you have any suggestions, song requests, or anything, please reach out to me. And also, if I got something wrong and you want to correct me, please don't hesitate to reach out. Until next time, ciao.